Do you think it is rational to be afraid of flying? Well, not necessarily. For instance, a lot of fear of flying is from phobia, which is like a displaced anxiety where the person doesn't realize that their general anxiety in life, where it is and how it's caused, and so they focus it on a specific object such as airplanes. Now, I think that's a problem, but it's not necessarily irrational. It's not necessarily evasive. The person may have no idea of that or of what to do about it. Or I know people who have had very bad experiences flying. In one case, I was told of some plane struck by lightning, and it was actually raining from outside into the plane. Now, if that person says, well, the statistics say it's perfectly safe, but that I don't want anymore, I do not regard that as irrational, especially if other forms of transportation are possible. Now, to take another example, Ayn Rand restricted her flying only to those cases where she felt there was no reasonable alternative. Because, as she showed in Atlas Shrugged, there is tremendous deterioration in the whole industrial framework of society, more accidents, more irresponsibility, worse trained employees, etc. And therefore, there is a greater chance of a problem in anything that has that kind of risk. Now, if she thought that something was crucial, for instance, she went on a vacation to Colorado, she didn't take the bus, she flew across the country to give what she regarded as major speeches. But on the whole, she preferred other forms of transportation. Now, I think that's debatable, and I'm sure she thought that was debatable because she had many friends who flew, including me, and she never had a problem with that. These things can't be quantified, so you have to judge by your best assessment. Or, and I'll give you one more reason why I don't think it's irrational. If you, as things stand today, have an aversion to being crammed, mobbed, treated like cattle, and groped by the government, and so you don't want to go flying, I think that's perfectly understandable. They've made the airports now such a ghastly experience. Now, here's where I think, though, a fallacy is often committed in this connection. And people who fear often, not always, but often say, it's possible that the plane is going to crash, and that's enough for me. And then the question is, they have to have some basis for saying it's possible. And there is an equivocation here. It's possible for a plane to crash, meaning there are circumstances under which it could happen. But possible that it will crash, which is what affects you when you're getting on as a passenger, you should have some evidence, something on the basis of which you act. I can regard that as a fear to act on. If you just simply say, well, it's possible for this to happen, that is not an argument against doing it. When you have a situation like this where the evidence is not absolute either way, each person has to decide on his own what is the tipping point, and according to his transportational needs and what alternatives there are.